Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Tuesday. New covenant and new heart. We read a text from the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians in chapter 3, the verses 17 to 19. And Paul says here that he's going to pray for the members of the church in Ephesus, that Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith. Now that's something special. Christ dwelling in your heart by faith. Trusting Him. That you, being rooted and grounded in love. In love, you must be rooted. I wanted to get rid of a fruit tree which had grown up on a wrong place just by itself. Maybe a bird left some corn in there. So I started digging, made a big hole around it. But I did not succeed. Whatever I did, it was rooted, deep rooted in the ground. But it was only as thick as my arm. So it wasn't a big tree. So I worked and worked and worked. The hole became bigger and bigger, and then I could bend it in one direction, in the other one, but I couldn't get it out. And then I discovered, one root goes straight into the earth. And I had only cut off the ones on the side. But here, one was down into the earth. So I had to make another big hole to get there to cut it off with my axe. Then, in the end, I got it. It was deeply rooted in the earth. And here we read, Christ may dwell in you, that you are rooted in His love. That's the point. Rooted in His love. Have you ever experienced the love of Jesus, what He has done for you? That everything He did on this planet was done for you, out of love for you. Have you ever discovered that? Because if you discover this, then love in you will spring up for Jesus. And then life with Him will start. So when you are rooted and grounded in love, you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the the depth and the height, and to know the one, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. The love of Christ, the knowledge of the love of Christ, passes all knowledge. You can be a scientist. You may have been educated. You have a PhD or whatever honors you have studied at a university. If you do not know the love of Christ, you know nothing for the future and for the everlasting life, and you will not get it. We need to know the love of Christ, the knowledge about his love. And this will change everything in our attitude towards Jesus. We have to study his life, to discover his love for us. And then something will be produced in you, love towards Jesus. And then everything starts, a new life, full of joy, of peace, safety, fulfillment of all your desire.